We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
Some of our core customers will have us on during the day. Just, you know, she'll sit down, she's working throughout her home, or she's working from home, has our show on. How easy would it be for her to just say, Alexa, buy what's on air right now? We already do that through our patented Shop by Remote technology. Now to extend that to conversational commerce and then be able to ask questions around the product. Let's say she watched it, but she still has a question about how this product acts or operates. Being able to answer those questions, I think, is a huge opportunity for us.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. As we say over and over again in this show, it's an amazing time to be in retail, and no one knows that better than our next guest, Karen Etzkorn. Karen is the Chief Information Officer for Qurate Retail Group, the parent organization for brands such as HSN, QVC, and Zulily. With more than 23 million customers and $14 billion in annual revenue across all its brands. In just a moment, we'll speak to Karen about her career in retail. Today, my co-host is my colleague and my friend, Sarah Rand. Hello, Sarah.
How are you today, Bill?
I am well. How are you?
Good.
Why are you good?
Well, we're still at the big show.
We are at the big show.
It's bigger than big.
It is huge.
It's exciting. Energizing.
This is your...
It's a lot of caffeine
14th,
in me.
14th big show.
This is my 14th big show.
This is only my 6th. But we have close to 40,000 of our closest friends with us. We've got 700 plus exhibitors. We've got 100 hours of content. And we're taking over the Javits Center. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Karen can tell us also, she's not a newbie. She's been here longer than you.
She has. Hello, Karen.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
I'm sure you are.
It's only Monday.
So, Karen, you've been in retail for a while.
Yes, my entire career.
Well, tell us about that career.
Let me start at the very beginning. I actually got my degree in information technology through the business school at Ohio State University.
Ohio State University. Make sure we get it right.
Yeah. You want me to go OHIO? I can
No, please don't.
The fight song? I'm happy to do
no,
it.
No.
Big Buckeye fan right here.
Okay. You can talk to our boss, Matt Shea. He also is the Ohio State.
I did not realize that, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. So you went to the Ohio State.
I went to the Ohio State University and got an opportunity post-graduation to go work for Limited Brands. Spent my first 10 years of my career at Limited Brands, loved being a part of the growth of that organization. That was when they were bringing on brands like Lerner, Abercrombie & Fitch, before they kind of started Limited 2, before they split off Abercrombie & Fitch and Limited 2 into its own businesses. Got the opportunity to learn supply chain technology for that brand and really, really loved it. And then I got an opportunity to go work for The Gap. And I spent 5 years there. Then I got an opportunity to work for Williams-Sonoma.
Oh, that's great.
And then I went to work for Home Depot.
That's another great
got
brand.
Some big
You've
box.
Got some really great brands on your
yeah.
brand.
Yeah, big box retail. And then I went to Ascena Retail. And actually, I went to Limited 2. We were acquired by Dressbarn and became Ascena Retail. Then I had a terrific opportunity to go work for HSN. And now, most recently, HSN was acquired by QVC, became Qurate Retail Group last year. And now I'm running technology for Qurate Retail Group. So I've had a really lucky, a really great opportunity to work for some just terrific retailers and have learned so much about the retail business and the interesting dynamics that can be so different from one business to the next. You know, when I went to join HSN, one of the things they told me is like, Karen, HSN, you know, TV retail is unlike any retail that you've ever seen before. Me being very confident said, no, come on.
It's just retail.
Sell stuff.
It's retail.
It's retail.
Buy, sell, blah.
Yeah. Not, you realize then when you sell 120,000 pillows in a 24-hour period that it's a little different.
Yeah, it'd be a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the loyalty of our customer and anyhow, I've just had, I've had a terrific opportunity to work for some great brands.
What keeps you in the brand? I mean, sorry, what keeps you in the industry?
She doesn't keep in the brand. She keeps in the industry.
In the industry. I love it. I love the customer. I love the product. I mean, I become a huge advocate for whichever brand I work for and the product that we sell. And so, like right today, I'm wearing Sam Edelman boots. Sam Edelman is a brand we sell on HSN. And, you know, I love these boots and wear them every day. The pants are Garnet Hill. So again, another one of our brands. So that keeps me there. And I think, you know, I'm now known for being a retail technology person. So I don't even know if a recruiter would even contact me about anything else because I don't think I'd know what to do.
You know, having been, and let me tell you, I mean, one thing that we always find with our guests, it is inevitable that what really comes through each time, doesn't matter what level, doesn't matter what company, doesn't matter what discipline, it's passion. They love the industry. And you've seen a lot of changes. I mean, if you've been in as long as you have, with as many brands
just
as you have.
5 years.
Just 5 years.
Okay, maybe a lot more than
that. That's a lot of jobs in five years. I think we should talk afterwards. How do you do that? But I mean, you know, retail's dead. Retail's dying. And I don't know that anybody's told you that, Karen, but you're in a industry that's, you know, going downhill. So why do you stick with it?
I don't believe that retail's dying.
You don't?
By any stretch of the imagination. You know, I think the customer still strives for personalized, differentiated experiences. She's not going to get that in a traditional consumer products, or hesitate to use that big A word, right? You don't get that personalized experience and you don't get to learn. And I think that's something that's unique, so totally unique about us at Qurate Retail, about how we respect and trust our customer and how she trusts us to tell her great information about the product that we're selling her. And then as well as she knows that we're being truthful and honest with her all the time. I just think that that's something that a lot of great retailers are doing and doing very, very well. So no, I don't believe retail. It's too exciting to walk away from.
Well, if you did believe it, then this would have been a very, very short podcast. Very short. You know, it's one of those things that we've really been working on very hard over the last couple of years at the National Retail Federation to change that narrative, to give people the correct perspective that retail is growing, it's vibrant, it's revolutionizing. And we get very, very discouraged when we see some of the headlines. Sometimes the articles aren't that bad, but the headlines are just, you know, the zombie apocalypse for retail. I mean, it's really, it's kind of annoying. So you're at the big show. What are some of the technologies that you've seen? I don't know if you've been up to the Innovation Lab or have had that opportunity yet.
I have not yet.
Yeah, but so even just the what people are talking about in the CIO Council and others about technologies that are emerging that are really going to impact or could impact what you're doing.
I think there are two areas, both of them that we're exploring quite a bit at Qurate Retail. One of them is AI and machine learning. I think any retailer who's not beginning to adapt that technology, you're going to end up being behind. Because being able to leverage that capability to understand how your customer shops on your site and then be able to deliver to her a personalized experience based upon her shopping patterns and behaviors, that's something that one of our brands, Zulily, is already doing today. And it's something that we're trying to then adopt and leverage at both QVC and HSN brands. But then also leveraging, you know, the opportunities to leverage AI and machine learning in every aspect of your business to get better understanding of your buys, to make sure that you're understanding your consumer's behavior at an aggregate level, and then being able to react to that in a much quicker manner. Zulily today, their site, if you shop today on the site and I shop on the site today, your homepage is going to look very different from my homepage because of just based upon your shopping patterns and behaviors. And that's such a cool thing to be able to do. And that's when I get upset when people say that retail is dying. Look at the things that we're doing in technology that we can take advantage of to help our customers. Nobody else is. Okay, maybe other industries are getting the opportunity to do that, but I think we just have such an amazing technology space today to really evolve the consumer's experience. The second area is conversational commerce. We actually have a pilot bot out there for the Amazon Alexa to enable you at HSN to ask her what's on air right now, to actually then display the TV show through the Echo. So if you want to say, tell me what's on HSN today, or tell me what's the today's special, she'll tell you what the today's special is. And then you can, hopefully we're going to get to the point that you can buy from that. But right now you can just ask her a lot of questions. You can ask her about your account. You can ask her about how much money do I have left in cash that I can leverage. So it's, I think the conversational commerce aspect is something that's going to evolve significantly as well. And then leveraging AI to help answer some of those questions that are being asked is a big opportunity.
It all goes together. I've never heard that phrase before, conversational commerce. Thank you for bringing that.
And is that, because I had not either, is that just Alexa? Is that all the different
Google,
smart
all of the
voice?
Different, yes, all of the different boxes that are out there that can sit in your home. We know our customer will have, you know, some of our core customers will have us on during the day. Just, you know, she'll sit down, she's working throughout her home, or she's working from home and has our show on. How easy would it be for her to just say, Alexa, buy what's on air right now?
Oh.
We already do that through
danger.
Our Shop By. Yeah, we already do that through our patented Shop By remote technology.
Yeah.
Now to extend that to conversational commerce and then be able to ask questions around the product. Let's say if she watched it, but she still has a question about how this product acts or operates. Being able to answer those questions, I think, is a huge opportunity
for
us.
It is so easy to shop these days.
I
know. It's amazing. It's wonderful. My credit card bill is suffering, but that is...
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine too. Mine too. And it doesn't help when I walk in our office and we always have displayed our today's special.
Oh, wow.
And then I have
That's
to stop
dangerous.
And look at it.
They force you to walk by it.
Yeah, they force me to walk by it. And then I have to look at it and go, oh, I think I need that.
Alexa, buy it now. Go.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you talk about conversational commerce, are we taking people out of the stores? I mean, does that then add to that conversation, that narrative about bricks and mortar and, you know, going the way of the dinosaur?
So we don't have a lot of bricks and mortar stores.
Correct. But you've worked for a number.
We've worked for a number of them. It's the same concern that people have around television shopping, that's a dying.
It's not.
And it's not.
No.
Right. Our viewership is actually up, if not, you know, higher every year. Not significantly higher, marginally higher, but we do see continued watching of our show because it is an engaging experience. I think bricks and mortar is exactly the same thing. I as a shopper, I like to go touch and feel things, right? I like to go, I have certain brands that I go love to go visit their stores because I love the experience.
Right.
And I always know that in these stores, I'm going to get something new, or I'm going to appreciate something new that I wouldn't get the next time. And I can't get it digitally.
Right.
I can't get that experience of working with a store associate and having them help me with my purchase. Ballard Designs, we've opened a few stores, and I actually had the opportunity to leverage the store associate in the design center to help me design some furniture for my apartment in my new place in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And it was such an amazing experience to sit down with them. And I sat there with the space and they helped me figure out what would fit in it, what colors would look good. And I got my entire apartment done in a half an hour visit.
Wow.
I couldn't do that online as easily.
Right. Well, they try to get you to do that.
They try.
Yeah.
They do a terrific job. But I think there's always going to be some opportunities and experiences for you as a customer that you're only going to get via bricks and mortar.
And yeah. This is why retail is so great, right? Is that everybody shops differently and they individually shop differently at different times. There's
exactly.
times where I want to be able to ask Alexa to get me something. And there's sometimes that I want to walk into a store and touch and feel and look at colors and try on
and talk to an associate
and talk to somebody. It's, you know, we need it all. We need the variety. That's
we
what
absolutely need
we're
the
a diverse
variety.
World. We need diverse retailers.
Absolutely.
I want to know, so as these, we're talking about these technologies, automation, voice, what is the time frame for all of these technologies? You're piloting voice. In 5 years, is shopping going to look totally different than it does now?
I think we're going to evolve all of our digital experiences significantly to be more personalized for the customer. So I think, yes, the digital experiences will look completely different. I also think with the AI and machine learning, even visiting a store will be completely different. You know, every retailer is beginning to, you know, leverage CRM and loyalty capability so that as the consumer walks in, they know who she is or he is, and they can personalize that experience in visiting that store. There's technologies out there today that allow you to leverage that. You know, so I think just like shopping 5 years ago, who would have thought we would have had tablets in the stores? Who would have thought we could bring up the consumer's shopping previous history and be able to tell her, you know, you bought those pants. Would you like this blouse to go along with that today? You know, I think those technologies exist today, and absolutely you can take advantage of them, and it will continue to evolve. Machine learning and AI, I think, is the unlock that's going to truly explode this concept of personalization, and I think enable retailers to be significantly more efficient than they are today.
So on another track, just a quick question on this, women in technology, are you seeing that getting better? Has it been bad? Does it need to get better?
It needs to get better. It absolutely needs to get better. I'm actually a part of an organization that's an offshoot of the CIO Council with NRF. We call it Women in Technology. And you know, as women, Janet Sherlock, Virginia Wright, and I, Janet is the CIO at Ralph Lauren, Virginia Wright is the CIO at West Marine out on the West Coast. Notice sitting in the CIO councils, there aren't a lot of women in that room. And even yesterday in the CIO council meeting, it was probably 80% male. And even in my own organization, I, you know, noticed that as at the individual contributor level, a decent balance. But as we get into management, it becomes much more male dominated. And so we as leaders all need to work to having a better balance from a gender standpoint in the organization, because I think having that balance leads to just a much more effective organization. Part of our issue is getting girls interested in STEM careers, and that starts way early. Right. So getting involved in your local schools and participating and helping girls realize that a STEM career can be very exciting and that they can do it. They have the skills and the capacity to do it. Get them excited about math, get them excited about science, and keep them there. And then when they get in college, if they're interested in a STEM career, how do we keep them interested in a STEM career? Because the numbers are still not great as far as girls that enter into college. They don't necessarily stay in a STEM program. And we've got to keep them in those STEM programs. So that's everything about the Women in Technology group, as to how are we helping the next generation? And then as well as how are we helping our own organizations have a much better balance from a gender standpoint?
And what does that look like in the organizations? How are retailers especially trying to foster that diversity?
There are a lot of different, I think making sure awareness in your organization is critically important. Having a goal and trying to measure against that goal, right? And then, you know, this is something we're doing actually within the Women in Technology group is our goal is to increase the percentage of women in the CIO Council. And if we aren't achieving that, then we're not achieving our goals. So having a goal around that, I think, is the critical thing to get the organization's heads wrapped around and have it as a priority. And it needs to be as a priority at the top down. You know, Mike George has a very diverse leadership team. Mike is our CEO at Qurate Retail Group. The previous organization, HSN, Mindy Grossman insisted that actually she had to have a higher percentage of women even on the board of directors and really pushed the board of directors to have more women on the HSN board. And I think every little step in that direction helps.
Yeah, it really does start at the top. And you just named two great leaders that have really made a difference in their organizations and have really set kind of a new standard that others really need to give a close look
Absolutely.
At. So we are running short on time, but we have one more segment of this program that you may not be familiar with, but we call it Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to ask you a question and you're going to answer with the first thing that comes to mind. You're not going to think about it. You're just going to answer. Just make it clean.
That's okay. All. I can try to do this.
Sarah, start us off.
Best purchase you've ever made under $100.
It's hard to pick one. I have to pick one?
Yeah, best.
Oh, I got a leather coat at a Banana Republic outlet store.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. Congratulations
These
on that.
Boots.
I was going to ask
for under $100. They're very comfortable.
I was going to ask you that, and then I was like, that would be rude. What if they were like $500?
No, these boots were definitely less than $100.
Awesome. And so the one thing that's always in your refrigerator?
Milk.
Last thing you geeked out over?
Conversational, Amazon Alexa.
Okay.
And geeked out over my team building the application. You know, I was so proud of my team and what they did. It was so cool to be able to show that to our CEO and show what we did in a very short period of time. So yes, I geeked out over that.
That is fantastic. It took us almost a year and a half just to update our website. No, we changed our website.
It takes us a long time to do things like some things.
Sorry, sir. Best vacation.
My best vacation, I go on Ohio State University Cruise for Cancer every year with my siblings and my husband.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we raise money for the Ohio State University Cancer Hospital, and it's a 5-day tailgate. It's amazing.
That is amazing. 5-day tailgate. could be dangerous.
It is dangerous.
What advice would you give to a female just starting an IT career?
I would tell her to be assertive, but have patience.
Last question. Pizza or burger? Very good. Karen, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And if people want to learn more about Curate, what y'all are doing, where do they go online?
They can visit our corporate site at curateretailgroup.com.
Karen, you've been a great guest. We appreciate you taking the time. We know that you've got a busy schedule here at the Big Show, so having this opportunity was a real treat for us.
Well, thank you.
And Sarah, as usual, it's been fun.
As usual, it's been my pleasure.
And we're going to post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Thanks for listening. And if you like Retail Gets Real, please tell your colleagues, your friends, your family, people you just meet on the street, or just give us a rating on your podcast app. Again, thanks, and we'll see you next time.